When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Kind of happens naturally.
I dig it.
Kind of like the introductions now. Happen pretty naturally.
Yeah. Just natural. All natural. Means I don't shower. No, that's not what that means. Case this stays in, I shower.
What?
Huh?
Oh, Eric doesn't shower.
I don't know what Kyle's going to cut out, what he's going to keep in, so let the record show. I do, in fact, shower.
Eric does not shower.
I started this thing for, like, the Cassidy Disc Golf League to set up a 1v1 match play bracket tournament. So I got my first match tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's happened to draw Nate in it, so.
So you're going to win.
It's pretty up in the air. I let him pick the course because I'd like to make it as hard as I can to win, because then it feels better. And if, like, I
so
just
you're gonna lose
at Cassidy, there's a good chance. It's match play, so you never really know, you know.
I mean, you do and you don't.
Yeah,
depends on how aggressive the other person is, I guess.
Well, Matt, the at Millington especially, there's just like a few holes that I really blow up on, and that's what kind of lets him beat me most of the times that we go there. But it is kind of his home course, so if he's playing well, I'm going to have to play really, really well. If he's playing just kind of average, then I don't have to do that much, but
he's going to have to putt.
Yep, basically just going to have to make my putts and stay in the fairway, hopefully.
Dude, it was crazy. Did I tell you the other day I played around and I like made like all of the putts that I was supposed to, and it felt so weird.
I don't think you told me that specifically, but we got on a small tangent on the phone talking about how your mentality changes when you're making all the putts like that.
Yeah, all of a
like
sudden.
Like how when you're making putts, how big the basket looks compared to when you miss your putts, how small it looks.
For me lately, too, I just have been focusing so much more on like just spin the shit out of the disc right at the basket. And
it's been working.
I don't know. Yeah, because like I don't know, I keep forgetting that at the end of the day, it's a frisbee and you're throwing it into a fucking basket. Spin it in there. Doesn't matter what the wind's doing. Just whip that shit into the fucking basket.
Yep. And then you have a bad putting day and all your comeback putts are like 25 footers and then you become scared of doing that again.
I have not been doing that lately.
I know.
I've just been running it anyway.
It's coming.
Yeah. It doesn't happen. I don't give a fuck. I'm just doing it. Because, then I've still been feeling confident with that comebacker. I'm like, I can still make this. I can do it. Just spin it right at the fucking basket.
No, I think the day before or the day after we had that conversation, me and Brandel had the same exact conversation talking about how he doesn't understand.
I'm an on and off putter too. Is that what you're talking about? How like one day I feel like I'm so good. Like I figured out how to putt. And then the next day I'm like, what are these arms?
Are
these claws?
So he's had enough time to make it out to Cassidy pretty much every day after work, Monday through Friday for the past week. And I met him on Thursday, I think it was, and played around. And he said, yeah, Monday it was putting amazingly, came out Tuesday, couldn't putt worth a shit, came out Wednesday, it was like in between, and then Thursday, couldn't putt worth a shit, and then finally, I think he skipped Friday, but then Saturday he was at Freeland, and he was just making everything, and he was just confused on how he can keep that same mentality going day to day, like every day, so it's
like
tough.
How does it not break overnight? You know,
yeah.
How do you?
Yeah.
keep that?
I was trying to like chat with him and try to figure out what is going through his head for each putt, but he's like, my mind's pretty clear. I don't really think about much other than a spot in the chains. So
yeah, just pick a chain link and try and I've been really trying to get it flat.
Yeah, I think it's confidence. I don't know. Cause like, I think it all plays off of your first or second putt, you know, like if you bang those first two putts, then you just kind of go with every putt with confidence, you know, in your heart. It's not even like something you can think about. It's just naturally there because of how easy the first two putts fell.
Right.
So that's what I think. But, and they say it on coverage a lot when you make that first, like, if you step up to hole one and park it, you're kind of timid on the next one if you have a long putt. But if you step up to hole one and, you know, give yourself a 35, 40 footer and you can it, then you'll go into like the next hole just like full of confidence. It's never a fun day at disc golf.
I did that at Tags today. Birdied the first hole I played. Did not go into the next one with confidence, so bogeyed it. But there's a lot of ways to go into the third hole even.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. It's not a good day when you feel like you have to park everything in order to get a birdie.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you know it's like, fuck. You're like, I know I can park this hole, but if I don't park it, I'm not getting that birdie. is like, that's when your day is just going like, not
relying
the way you planned
on the drive
it at all.
Versus feeling comfortable with a 25-foot putt.
Yep.
Very different.
So if you haven't heard us enough on this show talking about how you need to practice putt, please take our words for it. Learn from our mistakes. Actually, Kyle's been practice putting a lot, so I can't say much. I haven't been, though.
I don't think I've gotten better. No. I'm just kidding.
There was like 1 week where I spent a lot of time in my garage practice putting, and I was putting amazingly for like that whole week. And now my garage is still torn apart because life.
Excuses.
It's getting nice enough out soon. It's supposed to be 40 degrees tomorrow, so it's like almost summer here in Michigan.
Yeah, it's like almost 80 tomorrow, so.
Kyle's got to get all the disc golf in he can this week.
I do. Sadly and happily, at the same time, I got a job.
Woo! Working for the man.
So if you need insurance, call somebody else.
You're such a good salesman.
I'm just kidding.
You really know how to sell yourself.
Yeah, I do. But that's why it took me so long to get a job.
he goes to interviews. What's your best traits? I don't have any good ones.
Yeah, I kind of suck. Are you supposed to lie during these? I don't get this.
Do you want me to tell the truth?
Right, like what's going on here?
Tell you what you want to hear.
But yeah, no, I'm going to go sell insurance. I'm not licensed yet, so I'm going to get licensed and that'll be a whole thing. So trying to figure out how to reschedule my life.
A lot more busy weekend rounds where the courses are packed, I'm sure.
Or weekend morning rounds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're a morning person. You'll be good.
Yeah. And I'm going to still be able to disc golf pretty much every single day.
Yeah. Once you get off work, you'll be off early enough.
Before? I'm only working 9 to 5. Ooh. I only work 4 minutes down the road, and there's a disc golf course in between me and work.
So just, like, show up sweaty, covered in dirt.
It's mostly over the phone.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter what you look like.
Really, it doesn't matter much. I mean, you do have to have like office
clothes,
you know, whatever. But
yeah, office attire.
Yeah, but I'm definitely going to go disc golfing in the morning, like every morning. So
right.
That's what I usually do anyway. It's cooler in the mornings. So yeah, no, I'm looking forward to whatever career in insurance sales.
Yay, that sounds so exciting. We're probably going to do a whole episode about just insurance.
Just insurance.
Yeah.
Because the people...
People love insurance.
Insurance is
an insurance life. Thing. Anyway.
Anywho. Yeah, I'm going to miss going to the Monday morning tags.
I'm going to pour one out for my homies at Monday morning tags.
Yeah.
I don't go there, but...
You don't, but it's been... That has been, like, one of my favorite ones. I'm going to switch, I think, my cleanup to Saturday mornings, so that'll be fun. Hopefully then I'll actually be able to get a better turnout this year.
Yeah, for sure.
You want to hear something funny?
Sure.
I have gummy worms in here.
Oh.
I know.
Kyle.
I just, you know what I did?
What?
I just tried to sneak one. On myself.
You got to edit it. I don't care if you want to edit out your...
I know. It's all on me. Idiot. What are you doing? Stop it.
Amateur.
I haven't had worms in the closet for a while. That I almost said horrible. Booth. It's not a booth. It's a closet.
Well.
Is that enough rambling yet?
I think that's enough rambling. 14 minutes, 15 minutes of rambling sounds pretty good.
That's Eric. I'm Kyle. This is the Oh No Disc Golf Podcast. This is episode 61. You clicked on it, you know what it is.
Where we talk about disc golf and worms.
Right. If you haven't been here before, we talk about disc golf and worms.
Those two subjects only.
Exclusively. Speaking of worms, use our code ONO10 for 10% off over at discbaron.com.
How's that? Speaking of worms.
I don't know. I tried to come up with something. I just couldn't. It was just kind of funny on its own.
It was funny, but...
It's just a terrible transition.
It's...
You can also use the code ONO20 to get 20% off at frictiongloves.com. That's frictiongloves.com. They have disc golf gloves. They're sick. Use code ONO for free shipping on any item over at our Teespring store. We have shirts, jerseys, sweatpants, and socks, and way cool stuff over there. Check it out.
He reminded me of that guy who tries to do, like, the fake commercial for his local grocery store. You know what I'm talking about?
Kinda.
He's like, how he stands with, you know, product behind his back, and he goes, we got tomatoes, grapes, beets, and, like, doesn't figure out can't never think of, like, the name of it. It's, like, one of my favorite videos I've ever seen. And that's just what you listing off what we have on the Teespring store reminded me of so much.
Just because I couldn't remember that we have shirts.
We got fucking everything.
We got everything. We got shirts.
Do we have bucket hats?
Socks? No, there's no hats on. Well, there's hats
they
on
They have
there.
Bucket hats. I'm making a bucket hat soon. I don't wear bucket
hats. I don't know
hats,
if we ever
but
made
I know
a bucket
people
hat.
Who do. Huh?
I don't know if we ever made one.
No, I don't think we'd made one, but I know they're there, and I'm making one.
If you're out on the internet, follow us at Ono Disc Golf.
Yeah, especially check out our Instagram, where Kyle made a series of videos of him playing in the wind, and it was intense.
There's about 9 of them, I think.
It was intense. I'd quit. I would have quit.
It was probably the worst wind I've ever played in.
Yeah, I would have walked away.
I was talking to you on the phone before I went out there, if you remember.
I do remember.
And I was like, this is a really bad idea.
Turns out it was the funniest idea.
It was really hilarious.
Yeah.
Because it was like really, like not bad weather. At the beginning, it was a little bit cold, the wind was. But after a while, it was pretty nice. Like I had a windbreaker on, so.
So he broke wind.
Isn't broke like through it.
Another term for farting?
Yeah. I'm a fart.
Oh, okay. When you wear the windbreaker, right?
To break wind.
Gotcha.
To release me. Anywho, that didn't make any sense.
To release me. Yeah, so check out on Instagram for all of those videos. I think it gets automatically posted to Facebook too, but...
I don't think it does.
Did you make Reels?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Reels don't. You have to do regular posts to get to Facebook. Anyway, check out on Instagram because that's the coolest place for us.
It is definitely the most poppin'.
Watch all of the shenanigans that unfolded of, what, it was like 50 mile an hours?
Yeah, there was about 50 mile an hour gusts. I'd say consistent anywhere from 30 to 40.
Yeah, that's insane.
Maybe, you know, we probably had any, you know, 60 mile an hour gusts in there too. It was real.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this one time I tried to throw discs in probably that crazy of wind, but it wasn't at a course. It was just in a backyard. I just tried to see if I could get, like, the flippiest discs I've ever owned to get taken by a tailwind and fly like a bajillion feet. I did it, but you know, it was fun anyway.
You can try. The headwinds were pretty real.
Yeah. Yeah, I can believe it.
The crosswinds too. Tailwinds were not really, you know, you barely ever got to that point. It was just always, it was literally always a headwind because your disc would always roll.
I feel like, too,
50 feet.
When winds are, like, that high, they're usually not just blowing in one direction. They're usually pretty swirly. Or am I wrong in thinking that?
Yeah, it was pretty consistent. It was, like, but, it, yeah, it was a little bit swirly, but, man, it was just consistently such a heavy wind.
Yeah.
It was, like, knock you over wind.
Yeah. Did anyone fall over?
No. Lost my footing a couple times. I almost fell on one of the videos.
Dang it. Like, with the camera in your hand and everything?
No, like, on video, he's videoing me. I almost fell.
No. Oh.
It's in one of the videos.
You'll have to rewatch them.
Yeah. Pretty
funny. This time with sound.
I went through and really tried to handpick songs, so go listen to it with sound.
I don't watch any of the videos on my phone with sound.
Well, that's, every single reel I've ever made has a very specific song specifically made for, like, I pick them all.
I can see what the song name is. It says what the audio is.
But sometimes, like, the lyrics will, like, line up nicely with, like, what's going on or, like, the drop will happen, like, right as something's happening.
Sounds stupid. No, I'm just kidding.
I am stupid. You're right.
What song is your favorite that you picked for the wind?
The Trailer Park Boys.
Fits best, yeah.
It's just like that one, that video, Will tries to throw the disc upside down because he's just laying up to try. He's already tried the aggressive putt. It flew 50 feet. He tried to lay up. It didn't go well. So he's laying up again and trying to throw it upside down. And it rolls, because of the wind, completely another 50, 60 feet. And it's just, like, so perfect in the background.
Right. Well, I'll at least watch that one, but no promises on the others.
I'm sorry. I just gave a play-by-play about it, but...
That's okay. I can't think of the...
It's what the people want.
Boy theme song. Anyway, I finally got the new FD from Discmania. And it is never a better time to be an FD thrower. These things are amazing. I got a review coming later once I get some decent weather to go out and throw with two C-Line FDs and my NS2 just to show the difference in flights from them. But it feels really good in the hand. I hear some of the other colors are more domey. The greens and yellows I hear are kind of the most domey. I got a nice purpley one. Which isn't, like, crazy flat, but flat enough. My only complaint about it is they gave it a more, I think the word's convex, edge. Like, there's a little bit more of a curve to it, whereas one of my favorite thing about FDs is how flat the rim is. So, but, oh well, I'll get over it. I can't have so all flat rims.
They changed the rim.
Yeah. I mean, they had to make their own mold of it, but they did change the flight numbers too. Instead of a 76-1-1, they changed it to 7601. So they are supposed to be slightly more stable. I have not thrown it enough to figure that out, but the NS2s are pretty stable, so I feel like even though they have the technical 76-1-1 numbers, I feel like it still is definitely at least a zero in the turn aspect, brand new.
Beefy.
I don't know if I call it beefy, but stable enough. So,
Sounds like a beat-up Instinct.
Keep an eye out for my review on them coming hopefully tomorrow. No promises. Hopefully yesterday, actually, because this will release on Wednesday.
Let's go. Go get a new FD.
Yeah, go to Disbaron because they still have them. It was Texas State Championships this weekend for our PGA Tour Elite Series event. And it was...
Howdy, y'all!
Did you watch the practice round?
I'm almost through the second part.
Did you cringe at any moment watching?
Did I cringe?
Yeah.
No. I'm pretty good with cringy humor. I get it. You know, they're doing a bit.
I guess the only... I don't know. I've hung out with people from the city, and me being from a very small town, I've heard of people talking about country folk, and they use the same... They use that same accent for, like, everybody from the country. It's not just, like, they don't do just their southern accent.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, that's not what we sound like. Like, I am from the country. Like, why do you think that everybody from the country has a southern drawl? Like, so that's the only, I don't know,
there's,
that was my
there's
only
country
thing.
That's not in the south.
Yeah, so.
But they're in Texas.
Yeah. And it wasn't
it,
like.
Was it a Texas accent?
It was, they were, yeah, it was supposed
southern
to be a
Texas.
Yes,
yeah.
It's supposed
yeah.
to be like a
yeah,
Texas and southern accent, but people that I've met in the city in Michigan think that, like, when they're talking or making fun of people in the country, they use that same accent. So that's why it was just like almost it made me mad because I'm just like, why?
Like, are they making fun of me?
Yeah, but I mean, she's from Texas. Paige Pierce is from Texas, so I guess I don't really have a place to be mad. But there's just a couple times where it was just pushed too much, I thought. But again, that's what
they
I
did a lot of it.
That's what the practice round is kind of going over the top and just having fun with it.
Yeah, just being silly.
Yeah, and it was still enjoyable as any other practice round.
Yeah, so. And it seemed like Paige Pierce was having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I think she had the most fun with it for sure. She was having a blast, which was
like,
pretty cool to see.
It was, yeah. I had a good time just watching her, like her and Big Germ on a team, just having fun.
Well, then make sure you watch last year's World States or World Doubles or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were partners.
And they're good as partners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Well, first hole, he throws it in from like 75, 80 feet. So that was pretty cool.
I just snuck another worm.
Anyway, while Kyle's eating worms, the Thorn, it was called, for the Texas State Championships, it used the same course as last year, but Greg Barsby designed the new one. He tried to make it like the... He's, you know, aiming it to make it almost like a Northwood Black type course, like trying to be as difficult as possible. I don't think it was as difficult as he had hoped, but obviously it was still pretty tough. First of all, he didn't think anyone was going to shoot a double-digit round, and multiple people did. And then he didn't think anyone was going to shoot a 25-under, and he shot a 25 under for the tournament. So thought that was pretty funny. Also, during the tournament, we got to see James Conrad throw, I think, three of his very rare forehands. A couple to get out of jail, and then one he was on in the fairway, but he just had to get around something that a backhand wasn't going to let him.
Yeah, I think the last time I saw him throw a forehand was Northwood Black. So
probably. So I guess you got him to do something, Barsby.
Good job.
Greg. Also,
Greg.
On, I think it was second round. No, it was final round on the live coverage. Big Germ was fired up. He, I don't know. I feel like we see him so much being like the goofy, like fun guy he is. We forget what kind of like competitive person he is, but it was, I thought it was nice to kind of see his competitive side. He wasn't playing the greatest. I think he was like two down through five or six. So, you know, nothing great, nothing horrible either. And he made this big long putt to either save par or birdie. And somebody said something to him and he snapped right back at him. I don't think it was, I couldn't hear what he said. And I don't think it was like overly mean, but it was just like, I don't know. It was, I think it was nice to see Big Germ's competitive side is all I'm trying to get at.
Nailed it. Very concise way of saying that, Eric.
Hope to see him on more like lead and chase cards with him being on tour full time like he is.
Yeah. He's good enough.
Yeah, for sure. He's got all the skills he needs. So we'll just see how the rest of his year goes and hoping it plays in his favor.
How'd the FPO turn out, Eric?
Pretty, I don't know, not kind of exciting, but Paige Pierce shot a 9 down.
Pretty fucking boring.
Yeah, it was, I don't know if I'd call it that. It was just Paige Pierce got the lead early and no one could take it from her. Valerie Manduano came in fourth at 8 under. Kristen Tatar and Katrina Allen tied for second at 13 under, and then Paige Pierce won at 17 under. So
it actually really wasn't boring, too. The last round, Paige Pierce was like almost giving it up to both Kat. No, and
see, I guess that's the only part I didn't watch is the final round of the FPO.
So probably far. Probably one of the more exciting rounds.
Gotcha. I'll definitely have to go back and watch it. I got a cat in here, so that's cool.
Meow.
Meow. Kristen Tatar is now headed back to Estonia, and she's coming back for the first major of the year, which I believe is towards the end of April, so she'll be back in a couple weeks. And even though she hasn't absolutely killed it like I expected her to and be taking home all these wins, I feel like she's been on almost every lead card for every tournament, so she still is killing it in some way.
Right.
The person who's really killing it is Katrina Allen. She's been nasty so far this year.
I agree.
And then on the MPO side, was super exciting. Really, really exciting. We had Barsby finish at third with 25 down. Calvin came in second at 28 under. And then six-time Texas state champion Ricky Wysocki at 29 down took home the win again. Played six different courses and won it every single time he showed up to the Texas State Championships. And it was a battle. Calvin and Ricky were within one stroke pretty much the entire final round. So, yeah.
So Calvin didn't make it easy on him.
Nope. I mean, he did kind of give it up. Not, I wouldn't call it give it up. It was like a couple of those bad, like, not perfect shots, but didn't deserve
to be. We can call
him
out. He gave it up.
Didn't deserve to be as bad as they happened to be, you know? Like
Calvin didn't deserve to be there.
The ones that slipped out of bounds by, like, a disc, not even a full disc worth or whatever, so.
OB is OB.
Yeah, OB is OB. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
And that's definitely how Greg designed the course to be more difficult.
Oh, yeah, for
lots
sure.
Lots of OB.
Lots of OB and close to baskets, close to fairways, really skinny fairways. Our next tournament to look forward to is the Music City Open. It is this coming weekend. That's where kind of Mason Ford had his breakout performance and beat Ricky Wysocki in a sudden death. Is that what it's called?
A playoff?
Playoff. The playoffs. Yeah. Yep. Beat him in a playoff. Looking forward
sudden
to that.
Death.
Sudden death. When does it become sudden death? At what point does a playoff become sudden death?
When one person murders the other one.
Nice.
Three, two, one.
Top five.
Oh, yeah.
We picked our top five holiday mascots that would be good at disc golf.
Yes, we did.
And it almost, spoiler alert, almost rolled in to the top five groundhogs who would be good at disc golf.
Because there's a lot of them.
There's so many of them. I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole before. We're going to start it off with probably, I would say this is the most famous groundhog. He's been doing his job since the 1880s. And that is Pugsley.
Just that
Phil.
You can say the most famous groundhog.
He's got to be, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
I don't know how one groundhog has been doing it since the 1880s. I didn't know they lived 140
they
years.
They don't.
I mean, you can't argue with Wikipedia, man. It says he's been doing it
Is it saying that it's just been one that's been doing it that long?
I mean, you'd think they would pick a different name for it.
So it's a multiple hundred-year-old groundhog.
No, not. He's just like 140. He's not even 200 yet. So yeah, Pugsitawny Phil, number five, groundhog, predicts winter at a 50% success rate.
50%. Flip a fucking coin.
And, yeah. What's number four, Kyle?
That means he's not better than Chance.
He's not. He is not.
He's just... So, it's Chance.
You could guess better than it. Because there's only two options. 6 more weeks of winter or an early spring.
Whoever came up with that idea is just brain dead. All right, here we go.
Wait. If he sees his shadow, does that mean he's going to ace? Is that why he's good? That's why he's good at disc golf. If he sees his shadow, he's going to ace, and he's got a 50% chance of acing. He's either going to ace
go.
Or
now
he's
we
not.
Talked about disc golf. We forgot about that.
Yeah, that's an important thing. But I just read so much about groundhogs at Groundhog's Day. I just wanted you all to know that he's not good at predicting it winter or spring. Anyway,
you have one job.
I know. I got lost in my.
I'm not
research.
Talking about you. I'm talking about him. He has one job.
Yeah.
He could just flip a coin.
I mean, it's probably because he's not the original Pugsitawny Phil, or he's too
dumbass
old.
Dumbass gopher.
He's too old to predict it right. Maybe in the 1880s he did it right. Anyway.
So my wonderful number four comes once every 4 years. On February 29th, his name is Leap Year Day Man.
I know nothing about him, so.
If you've ever watched 30 Rock, it's a wonderful character that comes every leap year. And he seems like a jolly fella. I think he gives like candy or something out.
Everyone likes candy.
And old men seem to rip at disc golf sometimes, so.
So, does one of the main characters play him?
No.
Okay.
It's like a genuine old man.
None of them
Somebody dresses up as him. Somebody dresses up as him.
I definitely, when you were telling me Leap Year Day Man, I definitely thought it was I can't think of his name now. Like the soft-spoken, what is he called? Not a temp, but a...
Kenneth.
Yeah, him. That's what I thought it was. Yeah, the page.
He dresses up as him.
He's the one who dresses up as him, but he's not the actual Leap Year Day Man.
Right.
Gotcha. Still don't know who he is, so...
Episode 30 of 30 Rock, if you want to go check it out.
The next best holiday mascot that would be a good disc golfer is the Easter Bunny. He's pretty athletic from hopping around and hiding all these eggs. So, figured, you know, rabbits, bunnies have strong legs, too. So, that's where all your strength comes from for throwing the disc hard. And I feel like
at one point too, we talked about like Bugs Bunny being good, or like the Trix Rabbit we talked about being good at disc golf. So kind of there's a lot of crossover.
Yeah, bunnies probably are pretty good at disc golf.
They all have gloves, so they all have hands. So
of some sort, maybe they have friction
Eric,
gloves.
You can name off the number two.
All right, for number
it's
two,
it's really yours.
We picked Stormy Marmot, and he happens to be the groundhog for the Aurora. Is that a town? That's a town in Colorado, right?
It is.
Okay, for the Aurora, Colorado area. And he happens to have the highest success rate amongst groundhogs for predicting in early spring or a longer winter at 70%. So if Punxsutawney Phil is a 50% chance of making an ace, Stormy Marmot has a 70% chance of making an ace. So in your face, Phil.
In your face, bitch.
On a side note, I've read about a pretty close to 15 groundhogs that predict winter or spring in researching this list for this episode. So if you have any questions about which groundhogs for where, hit our inbox. And
welcome to the Groundhog Podcast.
I will give you so much more information about Groundhog's Day than you think you would ever need, because I have all this information.
We went
in my
down
head,
a groundhog hole,
and I don't know what to do with it.
Lots of information.
Yes,
lots of groundhogs.
And Kyle,
it's a weird hobby.
Yeah, I mean, there's weirder. There's definitely weirder.
Who just keeps groundhogs for?
Is it any weirder keeping a groundhog as it is like keeping a dog or an otter or a?
But you're just using it. You're like.
You're just using your dogs for love and affection.
This is a moot argument.
Yes, it is. Let's just move on and hear our number one from Kyle.
Number one, we went with Krampus.
He's kind of a dick.
Huge dick.
Yeah, he's mean.
Evil.
Evil.
Almost like putting Satan for number one.
Which Kyle wanted to do, but he doesn't associate
Which
with
we
the
did.
Holiday.
No, we did. We did it. What? Satan number one.
What holiday?
Krampus.
Krampus. Okay. All right.
It's Satan.
Krampus is not Satan. They're different people.
Obviously. Have you ever seen them in the same room, Kyle?
We should have picked
Fucking
Belschnickel
idiot.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
What?
Should have picked Belschnickel.
You know, well, we went with Krampus. He's got long ass arms. He kind of looks like eagle.
With horns.
With horns. Yeah, just imagine an eagle with horns. And Krampus.
And a scary face. And he already carries like baskets. So if you don't know a lot about Krampus, he steals kids. Not in like a weird way, but like if your kid's naughty, he'll kidnap them. And so he's
why even bring up the weird way, Eric?
He's used to running around with a lot of weight on his back, so he's obviously athletic. And he's got like horse hoofs for feet. So that's got to be good in some way, I would think.
That's so helpful.
I mean, who's to say horses aren't good at disc golf?
Are hooves more slippery on concrete?
I don't know. I'm not a horse.
Are you sure?
This brings me up, brings up another point I'd like to see is how good do you think centaurs are at disc golf? Because they can't really, like, get their hips into it, you know what I mean?
Right, lower body wouldn't, yeah, you can't. So it'd be, like, a weird stiff.
Yeah, probably not good then. I'm going to go with not good. Centaur's not good at disc golf.
I'd like to see it.
Yes, I would also like to see it. That's my hypothesis, is centaurs wouldn't be good at disc golf. And now we need to find someone who has the science to back it up.
If you have a hypotenuse, let us know in the comments.
Hypotenuse.
I know.
Oh, I thought you literally thought I said hypotenuse.
No, I was doing a joke. No, it was a bit.
I don't get
Thanks,
jokes.
Eric. I'm ruining my bit.
Yep.
If you have a hypotenuse and you want
A squared plus B squared equals C squared. That figures out your hypotenuse.
That's a Pythagorean
yeah, figures
theorem.
Out your hypotenuse for a right angled triangle.
Eric, you're a hypotenuse.
I am not. Anyway, that is it for episode 60. It got a little crazy towards the end there, but that's natural. It's all natural.
We prevailed. You made it. We made it.
So thank you guys for tuning in.
Hope you enjoyed this rambling display of audio glory.
And
hypotenuse
to this dog. We will see you guys next week.
And we'll catch you on the flip side.